It's time for the Packer Outright Opinion Show with the Hafman Brothers. These brothers grew up in Packer country and are passionate, lifelong Packers fans. They tell it like they see it, keep things informative and entertaining, and have some fun along the way.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bring your questions and comments and enjoy your time with the Hafman Brothers.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
The final. Radio final. Not final show we'll ever do in our lives. We got 342 shows in. We got 342 at least to go. But our final finale here on Civic Media Radio Network. And we might be on WGBW tonight up in Green Bay. Maybe people in our hometown of Algoma caught us on the radio by accident. Maybe it's purposeful. I have no idea. Maybe they're having watch parties, Ben, or listening parties of the hometown heroes, Hafman Bros from Algoma, Wisconsin, in the Green Bay area, now newly on the radio there for one night. One night only, Algoma. That's what you get from us, bro. Evan, how are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay, Jason. You know, you just anchored your show. You just anchored your presence in media. 342 and 342 to go. You just anchored.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Now you have a commitment. I'm
always
you know.
Committed.
I'm just letting you know.
Thanks, bro.
You're done anchored.
Listen, we have a commitment to all Packer fans, Evan. We have a commitment to make sure that people who need to know the truth hear the truth. That is what we've been doing for over 3 years now.
That's true.
There's things now that you hear on the radio, you hear on YouTube, on Packer, you know, personalities and voices and talking heads. They are now talking about things that this channel and our show has been talking about for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And now finally everybody's talking about it. Well, go back and watch Hafman Bros from 3, 2, and 1 years ago, and you will hear all the same stuff that everybody's saying now about Aaron Rodgers. And we were right. More importantly, I was right, because Jason didn't come around until about, you know, like a year ago. But I was right from the very start. Yeah, a little tick. He ticked about a year ago. I ticked, well, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago.
That was my natural resistance to you trying to, you know, push back as the younger brother. That's natural. You know, that's just had to work out that way. Hey, but what do you think? You think there are people in Algoma, Wisconsin listening tonight? Maybe?
Well, I know there's two.
Yeah! I'm going to do like the Bucks, the arrow fly when you make a three-pointer. Hey, Bucks won the other night with my man Brolo, getting like 3 or 4 blocks in the game. PC doing what he does. Gotta love your Bucks, everybody. Okay, we are a Packer show, though. We'll jump into some football. Let's do the football news. Current football news. That's what everybody wants to know, Ben. And then we have some Packer stuff. And then we have some special, special Packer stuff, because it's truth. It's Hafman Bros. It's all the good stuff. Oh, look at PackerFan 1993 says, who says, hey, y'all, and says, I started disliking Aaron about 2 years ago. Well, you are awoken to the truth as well, Packer fan.
Whoa, don't say woke. Don't say woke.
Know, Rodgers tries to make it a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing. And it's a good thing if you woke up to who Aaron Rodgers really is. Packer fan 1993, congratulations. You were ahead of me, but we're all in the same spot now. It's hard not to actually see who he is and recognize who the man is at this point. Watcher 23 here says, I have 12-pack standing by when 12 is in New York, which we hope is going to happen. We'll get to that in a second. Let's talk playoffs, though, real quick, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
And this is actually going to recirculate back when we talk about the future here at some point during this evening's program. Look at the playoffs, Ben. Look at the playoffs. Who's in the playoffs? I saw a graphic last week, the final 8 teams, all the quarterbacks of those final 8 teams were born in the 90s.
That's really
born in
sad.
The 90s. Bunch of young guys. I mean, that makes me feel really old.
That means 100%. We're really old.
I know. But it also shows you, hey, you can you might want a young quarterback if you want to be doing something in the NFL and get somewhere and get to the playoffs and make some noise in the playoffs. A young quarterback might be the way to go instead of having so much money tied up in one of these old guys. Just a thought.
Well, it's not just that. It's also just the team in general. I mean, the players are able to, at least on a couple of the teams, you know, they're not paying their quarterbacks an exorbitant amount of cash other than Kansas City at this point. But the other teams are all on their rookie deals for the quarterback, so they can still keep, you know, their veterans who are top players in the league, like especially the Eagles and the 49ers. And then in the case of the Bengals, they have some, you know, highlight type skill players. Obviously, their offensive line is an issue. They lost a bunch of them to injury right before the playoffs, but it didn't seem to harm them against the Bills, that's for sure. And then, of course, the Chiefs just have Patrick Mahomes, who's crazy, though he's injured, and it might affect them, and they might get knocked out because of it. But it's all different things. The key is they all play good football. Mm. They play winning football. They play together, and they don't have one guy who, I don't know, does whatever he wants half the time instead of listening to his coach. All these guys are young, so they listen to their coach. The problem is when they win. That's the other thing about Patrick Mahomes, who is not one of my favorite players in the NFL at all. But what I do respect about him is this. He's a young man who won a Super Bowl early, and he still listens to his coaching. He still works within the system and then has to make things happen when he has to. But now maybe in a couple years, he'll start turning into that diva quarterback who just doesn't listen to anybody and thinks he knows everything. But as we know from Packer fans, we watched our Hall of Fame quarterbacks win a Super Bowl when they were young and then think they knew it all and then never got back. Same thing with Favre, same thing with Rodgers. So, but whatever, we're talking about this. I mean, the skill players, the coaching this weekend, you got some of the best coaches in the NFL this weekend. Coaching these games. It's very exciting. It's going to be good football. And watch how these teams, the offenses, get their players open with scheme. And then the open players, after the scheme happens, they use their athletic ability to make huge plays. The Packers offense, what they do is they use their players' athletic abilities to get open, and then that's about all that happens. Or they don't get open more often than not. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be some great games this weekend. And I, for one, am excited to see. I think that it's going to be, you know, I think Mahomes' injury really evens the field for Kansas City and Bengals. I don't know who's going to win. And then when it comes to the Eagles and the 49ers, it's going to be a snot-nose, smacky-in-the-face type game. And
yeah,
old school NFC type stuff. It's going to be awesome.
With the last player picked in the draft leading. Yeah. You know, picture that, guys. Like, what an offensive system and a good team can do. You know, you can have a third-string quarterback, rookie, who never played in the NFL before, was the last player drafted. And the kid's got some skills, and he's doing some good things. But you can plug him in, and you can still win. Just think if the Packers were ever on their third-string quarterback, what would it look like, right, over these so many years? That's how you know if you have a strong team or if you don't. Now, there's some other things, too, that lots of people getting into the Rodgers stuff. Let's go to the Rodgers stuff. We're looking forward to a great championship weekend of football, championship Sunday. It's going to be fun. I think the Bengals had a good shot of beating the Chiefs anyway, just kind of the way they're built, and they can play any style of game. So that one's going to be fun to watch. And then, yeah, the NFC game, it's the two best teams. So we'll see how it goes. The Rodgers. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, we finished the season. He wanted people to talk about him as much as possible, Ben. Most people and most places have been obliging, right? I've seen Rodgers' name in the headlines so often. Wyatt says, fly, Eagles, fly. Hey, Wyatt, yep. I'd be happy with any of these Super Bowl matchups that could happen out of this, so it'll be kind of fun. But as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, people talking about him, you know, first it was the retirement stuff. He's open to restructuring or adjusting his contract and all these sort of things. And now the trade talk is going crazy because he could be just like his buddy Favre and go to the Jets. Now, the Broncos tried this move last year and it didn't work out. Are the Jets literally trying this move because they're trying to lure in Aaron Rodgers? Or is it just they think Nathaniel Hackett would be good to work with Zach Wilson, and he also worked with Robert Saleh in the past?
I really don't know, but I know this much. There are a few teams in the league right now who need a quarterback and have owners who are desperate and willing to do anything to get said Hall of Fame quarterback, and the Jets are one of those teams. And part of doing anything to get said a Hall of Fame quarterback is to have Joe Namath come out of his dusty coffin and say, hey, I'll give up my number if you come here. The owner will say, oh, I'd be willing to trade 2 first-round picks for an established quarterback. I don't know who that would be, but I would be willing to do it. I mean, come on. If the Packers, if they're giving up 2 first-round picks, just trade him. Even if he doesn't want to go there, who gives a crap? What's he going to do? He has. There's no trade clause in his contract. If they trade him, he's got to go. Or he retires. Fine. If he retires, have the trades conditional. You trade him. If he retires, you don't get the picks. Either way, he's gone. He's off the cap. He got $40 million on the cap this year and then off the cap for the rest of his life and the rest of our lives, thank God. And we don't have to hear about him and see him anymore or deal with his crap or listen to his wokeness or listen to his conspiracy theories that, you know, Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, which is funny because Johnson & Johnson, that's like the owner of the Jets, is like part of the Johnson & Johnson thing, right? Because it's Woody Johnson. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's why it's so funny. But anyways, but he thinks Dwayne there's some Johnson. Crazy conspiracy that the, you know, the vaccination people are holding down Aaron Rodgers and making him out to be the villain. And he embraces the villain. Embrace the villain in New York. Or you know what? Embrace the villain in Carolina. I don't care. Or maybe in Miami, because Tua should probably never play again based on his concussions. Be the villain there. Stop being the villain in Green Bay. We like superheroes. We like good guys like Aaron Jones. We don't want villains. So go away. Go away, please.
And you and I were talking about this, and so many people have said we thought it might be a year too late, right? Because the Packers were, man, I mean, last year would have been the time to do it. Instead, we had the contract, we had the big season, we had all this stuff, and we thought we were going to be stuck with the guy. And now maybe there's a couple teams desperate enough to take on this problem. Maybe. And take his big fat contract, and maybe he'll actually reduce the contract. But I think that's more of a move by him so he won't look bad. Than it is for, you know, than anything else to make himself tradable because he knows the Packers don't want him back. So I'm really looking forward to how this plays out. I hope it's not drawn out. I hope it happens soon. He'll probably want it on like Super Bowl Sunday so he can steal the headlines and steal the spotlight. Aaron Rodgers.
I don't care as long as it happens.
About you.
Yeah, as long as it happens. Just make it happen. Get him out of here. I'm sick of him. Let's go. Oh, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
It would be the incredible irony, though. Like, if it plays out just like Favre's ending, I mean, right down to the stats I told you a few weeks ago, 2 for 6 for 12 yards and a game-sealing pick and loss at Lambeau Field, then get traded to the Jets for 1 year, stink it up, then go to the Vikings, stink them up for a while. Oh, I can't wait for it. You know what I can't wait for also is our next segment. We'll be back right after this.
You know, I used to play this song in my band.
Let it go.
And I had to play. Oh, what? I can't even hear it. Oh.
That's StreamYard for you, man. You start talking, you lose the tunes.
It was already losing it.
The drum. It was already losing it. I love the drum part. I wish I was as good as Sean Kinney.
Sean Kinney is the man. Hey, anyway. Sean Kinney is the man. But I was just saying, I used to play that song, and I had to play that. And sing. At the same time, and let me tell you, that's not easy, but I did it.
We do a lot of not easy things here as Hafen Bros, but also as Packer Outright Opinion Show. And then
I learned it by watching Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he likes to do things not easy.
Well, you know what? We learned a lot of things here. I hope some people learned some things from us, because like we told you, like the intro of the show says, like we've said on everything we do, we're going to shoot you straight. We're going to give you the truth. We're going to tell it to you like we see it. And we're going to back it up. And a lot of times we're going to give predictions and opinions and we're like soothsayers. We're right a lot. I mean, I don't know what it all is other than we kind of pay attention and we see what's obvious to us. And then some of those things happen and come true. And then you're like, oh, now I was one game short on my prediction, the Packers coming all the way back and making the playoffs, but you know, whatever. I was really close in that one. And if they had just run the ball more and, you know, done what they should have done, they probably would have won. But we also had some fun, I think, in the last 6 months on the radio. And let's get into some of our moments here, Ben. Part of tonight's last big show on the Civic Media Network. Before, you need to follow us on YouTube at Hafen Bros, Hafen Bros channel on YouTube, or you can check us out on Facebook, or you can check us out on Twitter. But you can follow our shows that way and all of our new content that way. after tonight. But part of our last big show tonight is reliving some of the fun and some of the moments and some of the things we did. So we got some cuts lined up for you from shows. Some are revealing, some are fun, some are some of that soothsaying. But let's start it off, Evan. What do you got for us? Let's hear cut number one, please.
We've heard things that he's not very good at right tackle. They say he struggles on the right side.
Hasn't he earned the right to work it out there? Like, get him in there at tackle at right, on the right side and let him figure it out. He's got the tools. He showed you last year he could figure it out against some of the best guys. Get him in there.
I think he's better at right tackle probably than Jenkins is at right tackle at this point. I'm sorry. We've seen Jenkins now a couple games. It's not looking good. He's just not as good at right tackle as he is at guard. He's a great guard. Why would you take a Pro Bowl guard and move him to some place where he would be just a regular guy? And a matter of fact, he's one of the lowest graded players at right tackle in the NFL right now over the 2 weeks he started. So why is that a good idea? When you know if you put him at guard, he's a Pro Bowler. It just makes no sense.
Aha. See, one of the things we went on and on about when we were ahead of the coaches were personnel decisions and players they were putting on the field and guys they were sticking in certain spots. And you know how bad and struggled the offensive line was early? Well, that was one example. You keep putting Elton Jenkins at a tackle where he stinks, or he's pretty good at guard or good at guard, so stick him there rather than doing that and use Yosh Nijman or use Zach Tom. We didn't know Zach Tom was going to be the secret weapon, but we use Yosh Nijman or Zach Tom. And you could have done that, but no. Took him too long, and it cost him some games early on.
We were still 3-1 at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
Even with the offensive line problems, tells you the difference was probably Aaron Rodgers' injury and him not coming out of the game. That was probably a huge difference after he got hurt, we lost five games. That game plus Brett four more. Barrel
hurt my thumb and keep playing on my throwing hand. Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Okay.
Genius.
Evan, we had some other players we talked about in cut number two. What's going on here with this Packers team, Ben? Those aren't the first round picks. Those aren't the number one high paid guys. Where are all those guys in this defense? What's happened to them?
They stink. Matter of fact, I had an idea the other day where I wanted to change one of their names.
Okay, what do you got?
Darnell Savage, to me, is now Darnell Suckage.
Oh.
That's his new name. Darnell Suckage, because he is terrible. Can we please get him off the field? Put in some Rudy Ford. Because I am getting sick of watching Darnell Suckage suck up the joint, miss tackles, can't cover anybody. I know he's a first-round pick. I know they picked up his fifth-year option. I don't care. Get him off the dang field. Please put Rudy Ford in there, for God's sake. Please.
And when they finally did, what happened? Rudy Ford started making plays and making a difference. And
Rudy Ford single-handedly saved us two games, I think, this past season. That two we actually won.
And the other guy we were calling for, of course, was Keyshawn Nixon, who became everybody's favorite return guy. But he's also pretty good on defense when he got a chance as well. And there was more evidence of that as the season went along. And we called for it once again in cut three. Either way, you have to be aggressive on defense. So if you, as a Packers fan, watch the games, be honest with yourself. The best two defensive Packers these last several games have been number 20 and number 25. And those are guys that they just picked up off the scrap heap. And now they're literally our two best defensive players when you put those guys on the field.
Even though we have the highest, just so you know, the second highest percentage of our salary cap that goes into the defense in the whole entire NFL. Only the Chargers pay more money to their players on defense than the Packers do.
Wow.
Well, it's pretty sad.
That's incredible value, right? Guys you pick up off the street, they're coming to make an impact. The Packers have a great track record of that. I mean, they got a great track record of undrafted guys, castaways that come in and actually do something on their team. And Ford and Nixon, 20 and 25, were two guys this year.
Yeah. Listen, all you're doing is making me, you know, you and me look like geniuses. I already know this. Are you just, I mean, listen, people out there.
We're new to Green Bay.
Hafen Bros, go to Hafen Bros YouTube. If you want to learn things, watch our back episodes. Watch everything we do. Listen to what we say. We're on the radio this week, after this, not. But we're going to be on YouTube, speaking the truth, telling you that what we see, analyzing things. And a lot of you probably see the same things we do. I know, for one thing, it feels good when you hear someone over the broadcasting things that you also see and believe. So you know you're not alone. You're not the only person who sees these things. I'm sure other people saw it besides us. It's just we have a platform to talk about it, and that's why it's cool.
And that's why we appreciate our people who comment and join and check out the shows, because, yeah, you guys are right there with us. You get it. That's why you're here. And we together need to help educate all Packer fans so they can all see the truth. So when Aaron Rodgers goes away, they're not going to be sad. We're going to have a party. We'll party more in a few minutes. I was going to go with almost all soundtrack songs from some of our favorite artists. These last two Alice in Chains songs were off of a terrible movie, but a great soundtrack, Last Action Hero soundtrack. And with the final song of tonight, I was looking at Battle Stations from Winger, and then I listened to it. It was from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, right, Ben? And I listened to it, and I was like, it's too bad. I can't use that song. And what? Then you said what?
Battle Stations is one of the greatest songs in the history of all time.
All time. It's an all-timer.
It's got screams, super hot, way too high for any human being. Like, Kip must have really had to pitch something to get up there. I'm not talking a loaf. Anyways, back to the other stuff. And then Red Beach on shredding on guitar solo. I mean, come on. Killer. Killer right. Song.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And Bogus Journey is an underrated classic.
Underrated. Not probably... not quite as underrated as the Emoji Movie, like I've stated on this program before.
Yeah, that was a pinch of loaf, that one with Patrick Stewart.
We got Raider Rick here waiting with us, and we'll make him listen to some of this too, because Raider Rick, he puts up with us all the time. Raider Rick, let's bring him on the program. Raider Rick, how are you feeling, man? How are you doing tonight?
Stations!
Yes!
I like Battle Stations, not as much as Ben, maybe. But hey, what I'm calling in to ask is, please, Packer World, do not send Aaron Rodgers to Las Vegas. We don't have anything left to give. The Raiders make enough bad decisions with their personnel as it is. We really don't need to do that. But more seriously, you know, I've heard a lot of talk of, you know, Green Bay wanting multiple first-round picks for Rodgers if they trade him. And, dude, with that contract and the, you know, he's got him over a barrel. I think if they can find anyone willing to take on that contract and give them something back, they should go for it. I mean, what do you guys think? Is it just first-round pick and, like, say, see you later? Or are you really going to hold out and try to get multiple firsts and be picky about where you send him? I guess at this point, I'd say good riddance, see what you can get. What do you guys say?
I mean, that's my big concern too. When I looked at everything with how much money he costs, with all of his antics, especially the problems he's caused in the media and with the team and all of his demands and everything he says and does and makes and everything that comes along with him. I was like, who wants this guy for maybe a year with his uncertainty about, I might retire at the end of the year. I might do this. Who's desperate enough to want him? And that's only a couple teams. Now, unfortunately for you, the Raiders are probably in the running for that. So sorry about that, Raider Rick. But yeah, it seems like, yeah, you know, the Jets are the number one contender. They're going all in, trying to get that evil villain Rodgers to New York to follow his buddy Favre and just be just like Favre. And the weirdest thing, right? Because when Aaron Rodgers started his career, we thought he'd be absolutely nothing like Brett Favre. And now he is Brett Favre 2.0.
Well, maybe he won't text pictures of his, you know, another region out and follow Favre in that regard. So we can hope he has higher standards.
Well, I was saying, I think there's four teams that have a chance to win, get to the playoffs and win with a quarterback who's, you know, with the like Rodgers is in a slum, you know, or a scrub. He's a good player. And like I said, I think it's the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Panthers, and the Jets. Now, the Dolphins and the Jets are two teams that have quarterbacks who they've drafted recently in recent years who have not exactly panned out, one of them because he is a diva baby and the other one because he gets smacked in the head too much. But those are things where maybe those guys could use a year off And even if Rodgers does do the I'll come back, or I don't know if I'm going to come back, I'm going to come back, I don't know if I'm going to come back, it might not hurt the Jets and the Dolphins because they have their draft picks, their high draft picks they've established and put resources toward that, you know, they can, they're ready, like maybe 1 year and under watching Rodgers, who's a professional, you know, I like Rodgers, but he is a professional quarterback who's been around for a long time and knows what he's doing. And it could only help teams like the Jets. I think the Jets and the Dolphins are the two teams that really should consider it. More than the Panthers and the Raiders, because they don't have anybody to, you know, if they would lose Rodgers after 1 year, they'd be back to the same place where they were, like just a mess. Where the Jets and Dolphins have the opportunity to maybe have their young quarterbacks build and get a little better, or in Tua's case maybe get healthier, maybe a whole year off will help him in some way. But I think that's the key. The other thing is to build up interest. We need to talk about all these teams. Because hopefully they'll just start throwing stuff at them, and maybe we can get a first round pick or something. You know, I if it was just one team that would be interested, then yeah, we're not going to get jack squat. But the fact that the Jets have already said stuff and signed Nathaniel Hackett, and maybe the Dolphins would be desperate to do it, and, you know, and you start building things up, and you know, you get like a couple teams bidding for it, and that'll only make Rodgers feel good because teams want him, and then he could choose the best deal. The Packers could say, "Hey, this is the best deal. Can you go there?" All I know is this. I just want him gone. I don't care how. If it's just a fifth-round pick, if we have to give up a third-round pick, that's fine. We always suck at our third-round picks anyways. We'll trade Rodgers at a third-round pick. You can give us back, like, whatchamacallit. That's my favorite candy bar. I'll take a whatchamacallit. That's all I need. Just get Rodgers out of town.
Rodgers says, come on, I heard Las Vegas loves to spend the money. So, Rick, you're not out of the woods yet. But Ben is really angling for the Jets or the Dolphins to take a hard look at this. And I would say, Do you really think, Rick, Matt LaFleur is going to do his best, his good buddy, Robert Saleh, dirty like that and lie to him and sing the praises of Aaron Rodgers and make him look good just to get this deal done? I don't know if that's like friendship ending stuff right there.
Well, I don't know. For the sake of the Raiders, I hope so. For the sake of the Rodgers-Favre paradox, it's too good of a story to pass up. So, you know, it's New York, following in the footsteps of Broadway Joe. What bigger stage is there? It's a perfect fit. So, anyway, thanks, guys. It's been awesome hearing you guys on the broadcast. Hopefully you can keep it going.
We will, Raider Rick. We appreciate you as always, my friend. Thanks so much.
Hey, one thing. See you, Rick. I'll just say this. You know what? Is friendship ending? Firing your brother. That's friendship ending. He fired his brother. Ooh. He fired Mike LaFleur, and now Matt's going to be like, "Oh yeah, Rodgers is—he's really easy to listen to or to work with. He always listens to coaching. Oh, for sure, he's never a problem on the field. He never does whatever he wants. He's always first guy in the building. Oh my God, he's always there all off season working with the guys. Just lie to him. Lie to Robert Saleh. He fired your brother, LaFleur. He fired your brother. Lie to Saleh so that the Jets get him. Let's go."
We had Blair. Sorry we missed you, Blair, on the other line. But, hey, we're here. We appreciate you calling in, listening to the show with interest, with things to say. That's why we're here. We want people with things to say. We say things. We like to hear what you say, too.
We missed it. What?
We missed it. I was trying to check everything and finish up a Raider Rick, keep my screws straight. And then you made such a great point. So maybe Matt LaFleur is going to do it. I mean, hey, let's see. But you know what else will happen? Let's get back to the important stuff. That's enough about Aaron Rodgers. When it happens, we will have a huge celebration party on our YouTube channel. We will do a live show and celebrate all night long when Aaron Rodgers is finally not on the Packers, because then we have Packers, a team, back, and we don't have him holding them hostage. Let's get back to the important stuff, and that's more of us. Evan, we were once ahead again. We talked about personnel things we talked about. In the next cuts, we're going to talk about how Ben and I notice things about the scheme that just weren't working, and we don't know why it took the coaches so long to figure it out. So cut number four, please. It seems like there's a disconnect, right? Because he'll talk about Jerry Gray, and he'll tell him, and he told all these guys, when you see it, trust your eyes, trust your instincts. When you see it, go get it, right? That's what he's hearing from his defensive back coach, or he's said publicly, and guys have said that. But then is Joe Barry saying, "Well, guys, you gotta play it safe here. We gotta play 10 yards off on 3rd and 5. I mean, we just gotta do that." So those things make no sense schematically, right? On 3rd and 10, or 3rd and 5, you're going to play 10 yards off and back up right away. Makes no sense. You're giving an easy first down. As we also looked at that, we had some callers this season. We had some other people call in, like Raider Rick and others. And in cut number five, one of our callers came in to talk about the defense, too. He had questions.
The defense almost plays like they don't have that fire in the sense that they would rather not be burned than potentially make the game-changing play. Maybe it's just getting in their head like, okay, just don't let myself get beat. Don't let myself get beat. But if you're doing that, you're never going to be the one to step in front of an awkward throw, take it back to the house, and, you know, potentially change a season with the kind of momentum that can bring.
William, we played clips last week from Jaire Alexander. He talked about his mindset in not trying to seek out turnovers. He's like, just let them come. We don't want to be overly aggressive hunting these turnovers. And I just thought, you can't play that way. Defense is about being aggressive. The only way, if you play soft and worry about getting beat and just try to make sure it's, you know, they're not going to beat me deep the whole time and are cautious, the only way you win is if the other team screws it up, right? So you are relying on them to make mistakes in order for you to be successful. That doesn't make any sense.
Ben, now the Packers have won a lot of regular season games with that philosophy, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. Don't screw up. Let the dumb team screw up. And it works against the bad teams. And then when you play the good teams in the playoffs, it doesn't work anymore. You have to impose your will on the opposing team. And if you look at the teams that are still alive right now, that's what they do. The Bengals do it on defense, and their defensive line is very good. They do it on offense. They impose their will everywhere. And then when it comes to the Eagles and the 49ers, they have dominating defenses with offenses that control the game with the running game and then take shots here and there when the shots are provided. So those are teams that attack and impose their will. And the Packers are a team that like to sit back, wait for you to screw up. We'll take what you're given. It'll take us 11 plays to go all the way down the field to score on offense because we don't take shots. Or we just throw it up on 3rd and 10, we'll throw out a 50-yard bomb for some dumb reason that gets incomplete. It just makes no sense. It's dumb.
You're interesting. You talked about ways that we can slow other teams down. This was pre the Vikings game. This next cut was before the Packers played the Vikings. And Ben gave the Packers the formula in this next cut.
Just stay tight. Be tough with them. Jefferson's not that fast. He's got good agility and he's a good route runner. But he's kind of skinny, so just beat the snot out of him and get him off the route, and then maybe our guys can get there. Plus, it'll be outside, so it's not going to be the fast, quick turf that Jefferson can do great cuts on like they would be in Minnesota. It's going to be, you know, the grass, and it's not going to be as quick, so he won't be able to do all the juke moves he usually would do. So it leaves us a chance.
You gave Joe Barry the formula, and then what did they do, Ben? Exactly that, and look how it worked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an idiot.
We don't get paid millions of dollars to coach football teams and tell them what to do, but maybe we should. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I get paid $0, but I have an opinion. And that's why this show is called Packer Outright Opinions, The Poo Show with the Hafen Bros, which you can find on YouTube on the Hafen Bros channel. Check us out. Go watch our old stuff. Watch our stuff now. We're giving you clips of how genius we are. We know things. We know stuff. Check us out.
And don't forget to go back to last week's show because it's a fun show because it was the 2022 season awards where we handed out awards. A very positive show. Yeah. Even Evan liked that show.
Positive.
Evan, unfortunately, we've also had another caller, Viking Mo. And we love Viking Mo. It's not unfortunate that we talked to him. It's just unfortunate for him that he's a Vikings fan. But we told him, we talked to him about this one guy. We warned him. So let's hear what Viking Mo had to say.
Got to the playoffs, we had a problem where we had a certain guy on our team who just didn't show up for the NFC Championship game. He just wasn't ready. And now he's on your team. What do you think about that? Your big Pro Bowl player you guys signed away from the Pack. Is he going to be ready when the chips are down to show up in the playoffs this time? Because he never did for the Packers the entire time he was a Packer.
You know, maybe the culture is different here. Maybe he feels a little more massaged here, and maybe just feels better about how he's being treated here. Maybe not, but he's played well. He had a couple games where he disappeared, but he's overall played well. Zadarius is the least of my concerns.
Viking Mo, he should definitely not be the least of your concerns. I have watched the last couple of Viking games snap to snap, and Zadarius is getting handled. And you know what Zadarius Smith had? What was it, the last six games, or maybe it was even the last eight games? He had 0.5 sacks.
Half a sack. And a lot of plays where he had no idea what was going on. And Mike Florio brought it up on PFT. He was like, yeah,
Za'Darius Smith just ran right by. The quarterback didn't have the ball. He thought the quarterback had the ball, and he went straight to the quarterback and gave up a huge run and play on when they needed to get a stop. And it's like, well, yeah, that's what he did for the Packers for years. His mindset is get to the quarterback no matter what. I don't know what else is going on anywhere. That's why he sucks.
Doesn't matter.
Thank God he's gone.
Doesn't matter who has the football. I'm going to get that quarterback or running after him. Poor Viking Mo. We warned him. And once again, Za'Darius did not show up in the playoffs or in the stretch of the season. So, sorry, Viking Bo. More Packer Outright opinions. We got the last piece. The last piece right after this. Back for the last bit on the radio anyway. We continue on after we go off the radio. All you have to do is head to YouTube, type in Hafeman Bros. Oh, man, the treasures you will find. You can go all the way back to 2019 and find stuff we said. When we called Philip Rivers floaters, floaty balls, which turned into a terrible gift for my son from my brother. It was fantastic,
right? Was it a great
gift? Right?
He loves it. He talks about it all the time.
Looks like Evan's on the phone with somebody again. We might get another caller here. He might have to jump on with them. And then we have two more bits of sound to play that are really important. So we're going to get him in. This call is going to be fast if we bring him on. Okay, let's get to this caller. I don't even care who it is. Bring him on, Evan. I'm ready.
We got Nick from Beaver Dam.
Oh, Nick from Beaver Dam. How are you, Nick?
Good. How are you guys?
You can't use your opening line from last time. You got to say second time caller. Long time listener, second time caller.
Second time caller. I just got a real quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
As a thought exercise, what would you guys do if Rodgers did come back for another 2 years?
2 years? Can we just deal with this 1 year at a time, Nick? I mean, this thought exercise is breaking my brain a little bit.
Here's what I would do. I would move the Beaver Dam and live with you, Nick, and make your life miserable. Because that's how miserable I'd be, and I would force you to be as miserable as me.
I know what Ben would do. He would spend his Sundays playing board games and adventure games with you rather than watch the Packers for 2 years.
That sounds great.
I'll do that.
That sounds great.
All right, I'm coming. Now I kind of want Rodgers back. That's kind of weird.
Don't you think it's time, though, Nick? Come on, man. Are you reading the tea leaves here?
Tell us your honest. You are a fan through and through, and you've been a solid supporter of Rodgers all these years.
Yeah.
You do kind of sort of see that there is some good to come if they would trade him, right? You do see that.
I would hope so, but I don't know that they will. And guys need to be prepared for when they don't.
Well, we might need a hug from you if he's back on the team next year. That's the first thing I'm doing. If he says he's coming back, I'm coming to your house for a big hug. I might need an embrace.
What if he takes him to the Super Bowl next year, though?
Well, then maybe he'll retire. That's fine. We'll take it.
You mean take the Packers to the Super Bowl? That's even good. That's good for us. But if he goes to another team and goes to the Super Bowl, I'm happy for him. But I just don't want to see him anymore. I'm sick of him.
Right. I mean, if some other team pulls it off with him, I just still do. We've talked about it before. His ability to adapt to new receivers and things like that, it just takes too long. I don't think it'll be successful for another team, so I hope they're not listening anymore in the trade partners. I don't think it'll actually work out for you. But whatever. Please trade for him still, and let's do that. Nico, we got to get to a couple of key things before our show ends, but we love you, man, and appreciate you so much. And we know you're a Go Pack Go guy all the time, and we also know you know how good Brooke Lopez is. Did you see him again the other night?
He got kicked out the game I went to.
That's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. He's like the goofiest, easygoing guy, and he got kicked out of the game. It makes no sense. Anyway, I saw he had like 3 blocks the other night, really tore it up, and did some other good stuff. It was like the Brooke Lopez, Pat Connaughton show the other night for the Bucks, and they won the game. Good things. So, Nico, appreciate you, man. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, Evan, we got two more pieces of sound left. Are you prepared? Let's go into the next part. Please, next cut. I don't know. Ben and I have had this discussion. Ben somehow still harbors the thing against the Bears. Like, you're most against, you still think the biggest rival is the Bears. And how can it be the Bears? The Bears are terrible. I just think, like, how can you hate the Bears when they stink so bad?
Because they're the Bears. What are you talking about?
Just because they're the Bears. Look, man.
Listen.
The Vikings are the Packers' biggest rival, though.
No.
These days.
For the last 20 years. Vikings have only been around for 40 or 50 years or some crap. 50 years. Who gives a crap? The Bears have been around for 100 years.
So you're more of a historian.
That's twice as much hate. That's twice as much hate that's been built up over 100 years as over 50 years. That makes the Bears the biggest rival.
So you hear the disagreement there, but do you also, have you ever heard such synergy? Have you ever heard two people say the Vikings in unison ever like that?
No, nobody gets that excited to say the Vikings. Like, even Viking fans would not say Vikings at the same time. So that's sad that two Packer fans said Vikings at the same time.
No,
I don't ever want to hear that again.
We also had a very memorable moment where what happened was Ben thought he was Aaron Rodgers for a moment, started giving me visual hand signals before we were coming into a break. I had no idea what was going on, and this is what ensued on the radio live. You know, if the Seahawks win and the Lions have no chance of making the playoffs, there's been talk that what will happen is, oh, the Lions might not try as hard. You see that stumbling around was because he's giving me signals.
You just brushed over it. We didn't even talk about it. Aaron Rodgers, after the Lions game, when he threw three picks, he said...
Let's talk about it on the other side. We'll talk about it on the other side.
You got 20 seconds.
Oh, all right. Well, you go. All right, fine, man. Jeez, Louise.
How do you bring up the Keyshawn Nixon and them? Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind.
We'll come back to it. I thought you were telling me about
Mike. I'm losing my mind. Aaron Rodgers is making me crazy.
I didn't get your Aaron Rodgers hand signals. Make it clear next time. That's what happens when you give people hand signals and they don't know what the hand signals mean or what you're even trying to do.
Well, hopefully the Jets will figure it out next year because I don't want them anymore. Goodbye.
We should have asked Nick about the hand signals thing. Does it bother him?
No, Nick, he doesn't pay attention to hand signals. He has an innate intuition where he just knows stuff.
Evan, can I hear that synergy just one more time? It's unbelievable, right? I mean, have you ever heard
it? Dooba.
Where? Oh, man, which one is it?
It's I think it's titled Bro Synergy or brother something.
No,
like
there's
that.
No titles, man. It's here. It's somewhere here.
Okay. Well, you know, that's fine.
You know, this wouldn't be a Hapen Bros radio show.
The Bears. Like, you're most against, you still think the biggest rival is the Bears. And how can it be the Bears? The Bears are terrible.
Isn't it? Isn't it this one?
I just think it is, but I had a shortcut of it. Think so, where I just clipped that piece up.
Because they're the Bears.
It's coming,
what
man.
Are you talking
it's
about?
Coming.
Just
cause
it's worth
Bears.
It. It's still amazing. Look, man.
Listen. The Vikings are the Packers' biggest rival. Though.
You can cut it now. Just drop it. I mean, no one else can do that. That's why you should follow us on YouTube. That's why you should come. I mean, you know, we say good stuff about the Packers. We know everything that's happening before it happens. Yes, all those things are true. You know, everything else. We give good insight. We analyze plays. We break it down. We interact with really smart people like Lee and Watcher and Wyatt and David and Nick and Raider Rick and Viking Mo and all the good people that, you know, attend our shows. Luck of the Eckes, Bruce, whoever else joins in, we're all for you. But that's the reason you should follow us for the rest of your life and subscribe at Hafen Bros on YouTube. Evan, it has been a pleasure working with you, my friend.
Always and forever, my friend. Not the last time either. You just wait. You're all like, oh, man, you know, it was nice working with you. Patootie,
wait.
I spit on this. It'll happen, man. You just watch.
I had a Brad Pitt moment here. This is how we show emotion.
Oh, goodness gracious. This is an
watching,
audio product.
You might see my tears. As we sign off for the final time on Civic Media. Find us, Hafen Bros, on YouTube.
What happened was
a little tick.